Hey everybody, welcome back to New Little Life. My name's Allison, although I'm sure you've been here before. And today we have a lovely guest with us. Kritika is a member of our Pumping for Working Moms program, and she is still really right in the middle of her pumping feeding experience, but she has made such improvement and come such a long way that I couldn't wait until she was done to get on and talk with her because I am so impressed not only with her dedication, but some of the things that she's learned and shared with our community so far. And I really wanted to share that with you today. So in this interview, I'm just gonna let her share her story and what she's learned and her experience inside of our program, which is wonderful. If you resonate with her or you want some more information about joining our program and coming and working with me and the New Little Life team, there will be a link down below to apply, and I'll put it up on the screen a couple times for you. Just to remind you that it's there, you can fill out an application and you can come talk with us and see if this is something that will work for you too. I love hearing moms like this who can just, they've made so much progress and it's a lot their hard work, but also the support that they can find. So, welcome so much to this little interview, Kritika. I'm really looking forward to this.
Thank you, Allison.
So, Kritika, as we start here, can you just start at the beginning, wherever that is for you? I know birth is oftentimes tied to the initial feeding part. So start wherever you want. Tell us a little bit about yourself, and we'll kind of just go from there.
Okay. I'm Kritika, and right now I have a 5-month-old baby boy, and he's doing really well. But this all happened because I was induced into labor 3 weeks prior to my delivery date. And after 29 hours of vaginal delivery, the doctor actually told me that the baby's not coming down and we need to do an emergency C-section. And so after 30 hours, I had my baby boy. And that was all great because I was so excited to start this new part of my life, new stage in life. And what I didn't know is that there would be a lot of hours of breastfeeding and just time awake in having this little boy be feeding all the time. And I think part of being induced was the shock of it all. And I wasn't ready for the mental, physical change that came. I was prior to birth, I was, in line with pregnancy and delivery details, but I never thought how much the postpartum period would change my entire life, especially as a new mom.
This is so common. I hear this a lot, and I think it's normal, especially with your first, is that you're pregnant and you're like, okay, how do I deal with pregnancy and the changes here? And then how do I get this baby out of me? And your brain just gets so focused on that. And that is a hard part. I will, it's not to be taken lightly, but the postpartum period and feeding goes so much longer. And I think a lot of moms end up in your situation where you didn't put a ton of thought. I mean, probably some, but not maybe as much as you wanted to. Do you wish you had done more preparation for breastfeeding and stuff while you were pregnant?
Oh, absolutely. If I could have taken a course, or if I just knew the first day your milk doesn't come, that would have relieved so much pressure and so much anxiety on my part, because the day after, you're like, why isn't my milk coming? Why isn't my milk coming? And they say, it's okay. It's not supposed to come. It's colostrum. And I was like, I wish I'd known that before. I wouldn't be stressing about it.
Did they have some lactation consultants in the hospital there to help you get going? What was that like?
Yeah, so where I delivered, they had lots of help in the lactation area. And so I was seen by lactation consultants, actually three of them, who helped me breastfeed the baby, as well as pump. The breastfeeding portion went pretty well, I think. Even though he wasn't latching very well, we were still trying and we were getting some sort of output, which was great. And he was gaining weight because since my milk hadn't come in, he was put on formula. So we were going between breast milk, formula, as well as donor milk. And we realized that this was probably not going to be sustainable after we go home. So we started figuring out, okay, what's the next possibility, which was pumping. And the lactation consultant came, you know, they sized me and I used the hospital grade pump. And at first it hurt a lot. It hurt a
Oh
lot, but they said that, you know, this is normal, so it's okay. Just put some lubricant and you'll be fine. So I was like, okay, great. You know, can-do attitude, this will happen. I will provide milk for the baby. We will be fine. And then we go home, and the hospital actually let us purchase some donor milk. So we were fine for about a day or two. But again, this was not sustainable. We needed to find a different way. So we bought a lot of formula, and I started working on my pumping skills.
Yeah.
And I had doulas. I went to, I think, two more lactation consultants after I came home. And they were trying to, you know, figure out how they could help me in the pumping process. But what I heard over and over again was that, hey, okay, well, let's look at your flange size. Well, that kind of looks right. Is that what the previous lactation consultant said? And I said, yeah. It's like, well, that must be right then. I think you look okay. And the other thing that I heard often was, you know, you should be glad you're getting this much milk. That's, you know, usually some moms don't even get this much milk with pumping. And although I understand they were trying to be comforting, I wanted someone who would say that I understand your frustration and I understand what you want to get done. Let's find ways to get it done.
Yeah.
And that's something that I wasn't receiving. And so I went on more appointments with different lactation consultants, and I finally found one in person. That was fantastic. I went to her, she sized me. She even told me to switch to the Spectra pump because I was using a small portable pump. She said, you know, you probably need something else. So we used the Spectra pump, and my milk supply started increasing more and more.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my gosh, I can do this.
Yay.
And yeah, yay. So after that, I was like, okay, but going to a lactation consultant is so expensive. And if I went to like four or five visits, it added up quickly. And I was at the stage where I wanted to find a long-lasting relationship with a lactation consultant who would see me throughout my journey, throughout the year that I would like to pump. And I wanted to find a different approach to that.
Yeah.
So that's how I started looking up online and YouTube, and that's where I found you.
Yeah, that's where most people find me. I've been on YouTube for quite a while now. It's crazy. Were you about 5 weeks postpartum? When was this that you were just like, I gotta
Yeah.
find something that works? Yeah.
Yeah, 5 weeks, about 5 weeks.
Somewhere
I was
there.
like, because I was reading a lot of articles, and they're like, you know, the beginning parts are where you have to like really pump to get your milk supply established. And I was like, oh my God, if I don't do it soon enough, you know, it'll just go away. And
Yeah.
so I think I was right at this cusp of making sure my milk would not drop significantly.
Yeah. And I remember it was about that time I think you joined our program and started working together and stuff. Did you find any help and relief there quickly, or was it what you expected it to be? Tell me what it was like, kind of joining our long-term coaching program.
Yeah. So actually, before I joined you guys, I went on your Facebook page,
Oh,
the
yeah.
breast pump,
Yeah.
and then I posed a question of, you know, I'm seeing things between Spectra pumps and the Pumpables Genie, and like, what's the difference? And one of your team members wrote back. They said that, you know, along the lines of, you know, all of them are great pumps, and I understand that you want to increase your milk supply, but there's a lot more to pumping than just finding the right pump. Have you considered applying for the program that Allison has, which is the Pumping for Working Moms? And I was like, no. So I went on your website and I looked at it and I was like, maybe this is a good fit. And so I applied. And that was life changing, because after I was accepted into the program, because you have a rigorous
We do. We don't take just
interview
everybody.
process.
Yeah.
Which is great because it's so tailored. It's so tailored to us. And I think that's what's best about your program, which is, you know, you really look at our needs. And I think that's why I am so fortunate to be a part of this community. Because after I actually entered into the program and I basically binge watched all of your videos. Because you have, if you guys don't know, in the program, there are three separate sets of videos that you can watch for breastfeeding as well as pumping. And you have a whole new one for just pumps. So I started watching the videos for the pumps, like just go through the entire sets of videos, which were like not that much. And it's like 4 minutes long, each of them, which is easy to digest. So you can watch it while you're like washing dishes or doing something else. And it just take time to sink in and then apply that to your pumping journey and then go back to it. It's fantastic. It was life changing.
I'm so glad. You guys are all working moms, and you're right. We do this interview process. One, because I'm committing to work with you for a very long time, so I want to make sure we're a good fit. And two, I don't want you to invest in something that's not actually going to help you. So we ask you a lot of questions. I think Courtney, my enrollment specialist, did your call, and they ask you a lot of questions about like, why are you doing this? What are your goals? What are your obstacles that are coming up? Really to figure out if this is a good place to put your investment and your time, because we don't, like you said, offer a spot to everybody. So then once you get in there, if this is for you, it's so for you. So I love that you said that, and we try and make it easy. So a lot of it is self-paced. You can do on your own time, because you are all working moms. Like you have a lot on your plate. And so we've really tried to make it as efficient for you guys as possible. So I'm glad you found a lot of value in that.
And the other one that I really liked was the community forum, where you can just type in your questions. And I've asked you several questions, and you guys, you know, get back to us within a very short amount of time. And it's so detailed. And I was like, okay, let's do this. Okay, I'm gonna apply whatever Allison said right now. Like, I remember one of the ones that I asked was about engorgement. And I was like, you know, I'm getting really engorged, and like the milk is just flowing, but I can't like, and I was getting the knots as well. And you're like, and you gave us like 3-4 things that we could try. And I wouldn't have known to do that, and most importantly, I wouldn't have known where to go to find that. And I just used it, and I was relieved. It was just amazing.
I love that. It's some people are like, I don't know if I want to ask questions in the community, like for everyone to see. And I'm like, you are all doing the same thing. Has that been fun to interact with the other moms, or has it been kind of weird posting a question in a group forum like that? What has that been like for you?
So in the beginning, I was a little shy. I was like, okay, maybe my question is a little silly. Maybe, you know, I shouldn't be asking this, but you know, I went through a few of the questions and I was like, oh my God, I'm going through that. Let me see what the answers are. Mm-hmm. And then, so I was like, maybe the question that I pose may help another mom. And so that's when I started being a little bit more forward and asking questions, because it's not only going to help me, but it's also going to help other moms that may be in a similar situation.
Yeah, it's crazy. I get that a lot on, and it's mostly like your communication with the experts on our team, but other moms will comment too and be like, oh my gosh, this was happening to me. And there is really no silly questions. It's crazy, because this is why we really like to work with moms like you long-term, is because one day you're going to wake up and something's different and you have a question that you need an answer to right now. So to have to find a lactation consultant that knows about pumping and make an appointment and pay a fee and go see them is just like so much more than you need to do as a working mom. So that's our goal, is to get you answers to your questions as fast as humanly possible, so you don't have to search around all over and weed through blogs from random other moms and like what's following protocol and what's research based and what's not. And we try to give you like a few different ideas based on, well, we get to know you, which is why it's so fun to have you there long term, because I know you and I know that some suggestions are not for you because they're not reasonable in your life, you know?
Yes.
And I don't know. It's kind of, it's fun to work with you guys long term like that.
You also have these weekly Wednesday meetings.
Yeah.
And I remember, I remember going on the first one and you told me to send your flange sizing or send my flange sizing. And so I did. And we went through the whole process of making sure that the sizes that I'm using were the correct fit. And as well as making sure that my timeline for pumping was tailored to my work and my home lifestyle. I remember tracking, I still do this, tracking the number of volume of milk that I'm producing, you know, every time I do it. And you basically just went through it. You said, okay, let's try putting it on like 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. and then basically on and on. And then if you want to do 6 pumps, let's try these sets of times. And I was like, wow, we have options. And that was the craziest thing. I was like, I wouldn't have known to have options. I was like, I thought it would just be like so structured that you just have to like do it one at a time. But you said, no, that's not how your babies are going to be. And so that's not how you should really think about it. I mean, you do have to be structured, but structure it to your lifestyle and to your new lifestyle. So, and I was like, I'm so glad that she's able to help me, that you were so willing to put yourself out there in a position where you could say, okay, I can help you. Like, I have done this. I can help you. And I was just like, and it worked. I got my milk supply up.
Yeah, this is one of my favorite things to do. And I remember this conversation with you. And in my view, this was kind of a turning point in your journey, not only in your milk supply, but like in your mental health and emotional side. And maybe you can speak to that a little bit. But this is one of my favorite things to do, is really combine the science of lactation and what we know should be done and what the textbook says we should do with the practical aspects of your life. And I remember this conversation with you where we were like, look, this may not be a textbook way to do this, but what are your actual goals? How do you feel about what you're doing? And let's find a way to marry this together so that you can do what you can and let that be enough. I don't know. Did you feel like that was kind of a turning point for you? I've seen you so much happier and even in making more milk. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I remember the big turning point was when I had this schedule and you and Andrea were talking to me about the mental state that goes into pumping as well. Mm-hmm. And I basically, I think in that one, I was having a minor meltdown where I was like, I'm following the schedule, but I'm not making enough milk and I don't know why. And so you guys went through like, okay, how are you pumping at work? Do you have a place to pump at work? What is your mental state when you're pumping at work? And we went through all of this process where it basically was a more mental process than it was a slap on your pumps and let's go. And I think that understanding how one affects the other, it was huge. And at that point, I think a couple of weeks after, where I was going through this stress, it's like, you know what? I can't do everything. I can't, you know, it's okay if I can't make enough milk. I'm so fortunate to be able to supplement with formula. If I can provide my baby with full breast milk, that's great. But my goal, I think I stated this very emphatically. My goal was to provide breast milk entirely for my baby for a whole year. You're like, okay, well, in order for you to do that, you have to pump so many times, and you have to stick to it. And I remember having a hard time sticking with the schedule. And this is the part where I love this program because you don't sugarcoat things. You
Not you.
basically tell it like it is.
Right.
Yeah. And it's great because for me, at least, I want to know if this is a possibility. And if it's not a possibility, why not? And if it is a possibility, what can I do? And if I can't do it, I shouldn't have a false hope. And I think that's one big thing of not having false hope in this journey, because I don't want to let myself down and I don't want to let my baby down either. So that was huge in understanding that I can't do it all. And after that, the entire stress just like melted away and I started making more milk.
Yeah, by pumping
And I
what
was
you were
like, whoa.
already doing. That was crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, wow, there's a real correlation between the two, and I'm a living example of it.
I know. And I'm so glad you're saying it because I've been saying this on the YouTube channel and in stuff for a long time, but I'm serious. Like, pumping is more than just putting a pump on and making it work. And in our program, that's what we tackle first, is like the actual logistics of pumping, on how do we do it correctly and the way. But half of the process is that, like, your mental and emotional state. And not only can it affect how you look back on this experience and the quality of your experience while you're doing it right now, but like you said, it can also actually affect your milk supply. And I don't think you're pumping any more than you were when we were having this conversation and struggling, but I think you are making more milk. Is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, that is absolutely true, which is mind-boggling. And but it's true. It is absolutely true.
Yeah, it's not only me inside the program either. I have another IBCLC with me now, Andrea, who you've mentioned, and we'll probably add more later, but the thing I love about it is we can just tackle it from different angles. I tend to be very practical, data-based and science-minded, and I can see the big picture and we can kind of go from there. But and Andrea, my other IBCLC currently, is really empathetic and can really just like connect emotionally. But I think you're right. Neither of us do sugarcoat it. If you have really strong goals and you want to do the thing and you want to do all the stuff, we will help you do it. But at the same time, sometimes I think it's easy to get into that mindset, like I set this goal and I'm gonna do it no matter what. And sometimes you need someone to just question you and say, is this actually what you want? Because for us, we don't really care. I don't care if you're supplementing with formula. I don't care what you do. What I care is that you are thriving and doing what you want. And it's also allowed to change. And so I'm so proud of you that you allowed yourself to change and adjust your goal a little bit, which you're still giving mostly breast milk, and some days you supplement more. I don't know, looking at your schedule and your output is so fun. I love that we get to share that together because I see some days where you're like, you didn't pump as much as you needed to. And I know you know that. And your milk came down, but the next day you did, and it's back up, and you're okay with it. And I love that for you.
Yeah. And I think understanding that that's what you're going to get out of it, like what you do, what you put in is what you'll get out. Like, there's nothing else that's going to happen. So, yeah, it's amazing.
It's going to be fun. You have about, 6, 7 months more to go to kind of hit that 1 year goal. What do you anticipate the next few months look like for you? Any like challenges that you see coming up, or I don't know, what do you think? Think you're in a good place now?
I think I'm in a good place right now mentally, and physically to continue with my pumping journey as is. And in a month, we're going to be introducing solids. So that's going to be a new experience for both of us, him as well as me, and understanding the balance between milk supply and as well as solids that we can provide for the baby. So I am still planning on pumping for a year. However, if my milk supply drops, am I going to be upset? No, I know that. And this is also in your program where you basically show, like, throughout your pumping journey, how your milk supply is going to change. And being in this program, I am aware of this and I will be blindsided, which will reduce my anxiety and stress. And I'll be able to pump a lot more still, which is great. I think half the battle of this is not knowing what you're getting yourself into. And being a part of this program, I know what I'm going to get myself into in 2 months, in 3 months. And if I don't, I can ask you. I don't have to, search on Google and go through the five, six different articles. I can just come to you. And I think that's the biggest support I've had in this program. You and your team have been there this entire time, and I know that you guys will continue to be there for the rest of my journey, however long my pumping journey is going to be.
I love that. You mentioned something right at the beginning, and maybe we can kind of finish up with something like this, but you mentioned that you didn't realize how much your life would change after having the baby, like mentally, physically, emotionally. Are you still continuing to see those changes, or I don't know, what would you have done differently to prepare, or is it just something you have to live through and figure out as you go?
I still think about that question. I think on one hand, I think you just have to experience it because as a first-time mom, even if I was prepared, I don't think I would have been prepared for the mental aspect of it or the emotional aspect of it because the hormones are going wild. And even if I wanted to stay stable and sane, I think there's a real factor that's going inside your body that you can't account for before you actually experience it. And I think that's the biggest difference. You can prepare all you want, but you really do have to experience it. Would I have loved to be in this program and know all the information beforehand? Yes. I think that would have relieved some of my stress on my milk supply and how I'm pumping. And I wouldn't have waited until 5 weeks to join the program. I would have been happy that I started from the beginning.
Yeah, it's been so fun to get to know you. Was that a hard choice to make to join the program? Because it's not a cheap investment to come and work with us long term. But was that a hard decision for you to make in the moment? I don't know. What was that process like for you?
So it was slightly hard only because I wanted to make sure that what I was going to purchase would be valuable in my life. And I even spoke to my husband about it and I said, hey, this is this program. And, it sounds great. And I've watched her YouTube videos and she seems really knowledgeable about the pumps. And I think this would be a good fit for me. And he said, well, if you think it's right for you, do it. If you think you're going to get value out of it, do it. And I was like, okay, let's bite the bullet because I'm either going to regret not being in this or I'm just going to be in my current situation. And I did not like the situation that I was in 5 weeks postpartum. I said, if I can do anything to change this for the better, I'm going to try it. And it really has been a game changer in my pumping journey. And, even after a week of it, like my husband was telling me, wow, you seem a lot more relaxed. And I'm like, yeah, I am. I'm really happy. I'm really happy because I'm getting my questions answered. If I want like pump hacks, Allison's there because she works on pumps all the time and she knows how to do what. And if I want to fit a flange, a different pump with a different pump hards, how to do that. Like, you're so approachable. You're so accessible. And I think that's the one big thing about this program that I love, is that I can just go to you anytime. Like, I don't have to think twice about it. And that's what Courtney said. I was like, I'm not sure during the interview process. And she said, she'll be there with you. Like, if you're not happy, she's not happy. Like, she wants you to succeed, and she will be there for you until you succeed and more and beyond that. And I was like, okay. And it's true. It's really, really
I
true.
trust you. It's so crazy. You're actually not the first person to say that, which I think is so interesting because, like, I'm just a working mom too, and this is my career. I'm a lactation consultant. I'm a breast pump expert, self-proclaimed, but whatever. But I just feel like I've been where you are. I don't know. So it's so funny. I think when you watch people on YouTube, they kind of end up in this like mini celebrity status or something. It's kind of a weird phenomenon where you're just like, but I don't know. I feel so much like you. So one of my favorite things is our weekly group calls, the group coaching call that we do, where we just get on a Zoom call and we just get to talk and answer questions. And I don't know, because I already feel so much like you guys. I'm a working mom myself, and I've done this. And I don't know. That's one of my favorite parts too, is just really getting to know you all. And I prefer this as a lactation consultant, this long-term style, way more than one-on-ones, because it's so much more meaningful getting to know someone in depth and long-term and really making a difference in their whole journey, versus just like, I could have met with you once and sized your flange appropriately and given you ideas, but where you were at 5 weeks was not where you were at 3 months when we had this major emotional breakthrough. And next month, when you start solids, it's going to be a whole different thing too. And I want to be there with you for the whole time and have you look back on this being like, I did something so hard and I did it well. And maybe that's not 100% breast milk for a year. I don't care. I want you to be proud of what you did and have enjoyed the experience along the way. So it's fun to hear you kind of speak that way as well.
Absolutely. And I think that's why it's great, because you are a working mom. You've been there. Like, you've seen it. You've seen the struggles that one has to go through when they're pumping or breastfeeding. And it's real, especially juggling work
Hard.
and a baby and home activities. It's not easy. And I don't think that a lot of people understand that. And that's why it's so nice to have a community of moms who are in the same spot. It like builds a camaraderie.
Yeah.
Like, it's so great.
Yeah, I'm right with you. Well, it has been so fun to talk with you and just hear more about your journey. And the great thing is that we get to keep working together. So this is just like one more nugget of our getting to know each other even better. And I don't know, it's been so fun. I've loved having you and working with you. Is there anything you'd like to leave with anyone watching as we kind of end, specifically working moms? Any advice you have, or just any last thoughts you'd like to share?
The only thing that I would say is don't compare your journey with other moms' journeys. I think that's the biggest thing, because when you compare, you're putting yourself in a different position and you don't know where you can go. And I think that has been my light, knowing that I don't have to compare my journey with my neighbor's journey or the person that I'm seeing on the street walking their baby. It's my own process. In your I'm gonna quote you.
I
In
hope it
your
was a good one. I don't
no, in your pumping videos online, you say, you're unique, but you're also not unique. And we all have the same problems that we're going through with pumping. But it is also unique to us, because we're a completely different body. We're a completely different mom. And once we understand that, at least once I understood that, and I wasn't comparing my progress with someone else's progress, that also took a lot of the stress out. I was like, I don't have to be the best. I don't have to be perfect. And I can only do what I can for my baby. And I think that's the biggest gift that we can give to ourselves in this pumping journey, is knowing that whatever we're doing, it's the best that we're doing.
I love that. I don't even know if I could even add anything to that because it's perfect and especially meaningful from someone who's still like right in the thick of it. And I don't know. I'm so proud of you. I just want to say that. You've done so much work and I see every little thing that you're doing and you're committed and willing to grow and adjust and learn as a person too, not even just, you're not just this milk maker, like you're a whole person, and I've loved watching you just kind of grow. And I mean, we got 6 months, 7 months left together too. I mean, we have forever because we'll never kick you out, but it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be fun to be there with you. And thank you so much for sharing your story and your thoughts. It's been lovely. Just for anyone who's still watching, there is some links down below if you'd like to apply for our program and learn more and kind of get the same confidence that we've seen here today in this journey. So, thanks again so much for talking with us. We'll see you all soon. Bye.